Hans Dieter's solidarity with the Third World caused him to come to Saturday's protest.
Thousands and millions of people who are suffering or starving from lack of the most basic things actually in life. They don't have enough money to go to the doctor, for example, or to give their children a good education.
According to Dieter, a shift in perspective is needed in the First World.
A better consciousness about how things go together in the world. People, they only care for their own situation.
If you have a creative way.
Anna, a university student.
If you have if you put it into some a theater or whatever, a song or some creative protest, I like that better.
Yes, money is important. Money is the most important thing in the world, you know.
A protester disguised as Klaus Schwab, the executive chair of the World Economic Forum, explained why loans to third world countries are advantageous to him.
Sometimes we give money to people and tell them to give back a little more, and so we have more afterwards, and this is good.
The demonstration was not permitted by the city of Bern. Jan Zuppinger, a self-described peace and love agent, explained the city's offer to the demonstrators.
And they wanted to have it caged in, like, you know, fenced off, and everybody entering showing ID.
The police presence was very strong. They were searching young people's bags and preemptively arrested over 70 people. We met Heidi in a coffee shop, recovering from her encounter with the police.
And, well, they just took me out and asked me for my license, and I didn't understand why.
After this, she decided not to participate in the demonstration. Hans Dieter fears this kind of reaction may be dangerous.
It's a shame for us Swiss people that not more Swiss people come to the street to demonstrate for their rights, actually. We are about to lose our right of demonstrating.
At the other Davos conference, Jacques Chiang Chomthongdi from Focus on the Global South in Thailand exposed the various ways southern governments are pressured into accepting World Trade Organization agreements.
Southern governments are more flexible in accepting northern agenda in the WTO because of the fear of the bilateral agreements. This is the tactic which is very dangerous.
We have been able to say to our negotiators that the starting point for any negotiation which is unfavorable to you is to say no.
Yash Tandon of the Zimbabwean NGO Siatini.
Africa is becoming an embarrassment to the developed countries. And their own people within England, within America, within Germany are beginning to ask, well, what have you done to Africa by giving so much aid all these years?
Leaders in Porto Alegre, people who spoke at World Economic Forum, were there together to discuss issues.
Last Friday, Rolf Vanderhoeven of the UN's International Labour Organization described the formation of the World Commission on the Social Dimension of Globalization.
And I think a few things came out strongly for an international financial system which put employment as number one and doesn't put the concerns of the capital market as number one.
Vanderhoeven hopes for cooperation.
I hope the participants in Davos realize that globalization is a shared process. And I think the people in Porto Alegre should get together to really develop alternatives.
Yes, Tandon.
We do have alternatives. At every level in our community in Africa, you see people are having experiments on alternatives.
Jacques Chian Chomthongdi was less enthusiastic.
So building alternative from below really cannot happen if political space is not opening up.
For Free Speech Radio News in Switzerland, this is Julia Steinberger with additional reporting by Cyrus Hall.